Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
With the 20th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Troy Fatanu, tackle, Washington.
That is your defensive captain in all everything, Walter Payton awardee. Cam Hayward announcing the Steelers' number one pick last night in Detroit. And so far, everybody we talked to kind of likes what the Steelers did last night. Our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, is with us. So, Jeff, where were you last night in that moment?
I was asleep in the back. And so I'm sitting, we're all in a room. We're herded in a room like, you know, like we're cattle waiting for something to happen. And we're anxiously waiting Doran Dickerson's tweet because he has it before everybody else. And then it came. So we found out that we all start frantically tweeting and writing stories and whatever. And then we had to wait like 10, 15 minutes for Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin to come out, which got us thinking, are they making another deal? Are they going to go? Are they going to get another first round pick and go get a center? You know. And then they came in and they talked about Fautanu, and talking to him was really cool. I mean, there are some guys where, you know, there's a huge party going on, you can't really hear what they're saying. He went to a quiet space and was very, you know, respected. It was cool.
And here's what Troy Fa'atanu said.
Man, I was a little crybaby, I'm not going to lie. You know, it was very nerve-wracking just up to that point, you know, just because you never know where you're going to get land. And I'm just so happy that, you know, things happened the way they did. And I was able to get drafted by a team that like the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I'm super excited.
And Paul and I thought we've got to post the video of him seated with his family in their traditional garb and his mom and grandmother sitting there. And I mean, he had a nice family crowd, and the hug he gave his mom and grandma, it was a beautiful moment, really.
Agreed. Yeah.
He wants to be here and he loves Troy Polamalu.
Yeah. And the story he told about meeting him at USC was pretty cool. I don't know if you guys heard it, but he was at a recruiting visit at USC and the coach was Clay Helton at the time. And he said, "Hey, go open that door." And he's like, "Okay." And he opens it up and there's Troy, his idol, as he described his goat. And he said, "I can't believe this soft-spoken guy did all those things on a football field." Like, after you meet him. And then we asked the question, like, how in the world did you not go to USC? You know,
that's
meet Troy Polamalu, your hero, and he's like, "Well, I realized, you know, this is part of the recruiting game," and he ended up at Washington. But
he wound up on a really good team too in Washington. This past year's team had three players taken in the first round last night, and they allowed just 12 sacks on the offensive line. The Huskies did.
Yeah, and they play a style where they like to get out in space. And they do run the ball a little bit, even though with some of those passing numbers. And Tomlin said they saw everything from his tape. That was the uniqueness of their offense. They could see him in space. They could see him tight. They could see him with deep pass drops. That it showed them a little bit of everything, and that they loved him, and that they had offers, or at least an offer to trade back down. And they could have done that and picked a center or wide receiver or a corner. But they really like this guy.
This is the guy they wanted. So 2 years in a row, they strengthened their offensive line. And Doran Dickerson thinks maybe, even with a second pick, they might grab a center.
It's possible. I don't know if any of the centers they want will still be around. They may have to move up. Now, here's the thing. They have 2 third-round picks. So they could use one of them as, you know, as a
trade bait
to be able to move up.
Yeah.
Or they could wait where they're at, see where, and if it's not that center, they can find a receiver, a corner, someone that would be really good, and you keep that extra pick in the third round.
All right, we'll hear what Coach Tomlin had to say about the newest Pittsburgh Steeler. By the way, the Steelers hosting a draft party for fans at Acrisure Stadium tomorrow, and if you haven't been, this is a unique opportunity. Really, maybe only once a year, you get to go on the field. You get to go inside the locker room, you see the Super Bowl trophies, you see alumni, and you meet the new picks.
I think I don't know what their plan is with the new picks, but I think they should just have them incognito, like in the crowd, and just, you know, walking around and then have somebody realize, oh my gosh.
It'll be hard to hide Troy. He's
right.
What? He's like 6'3", 6'4". 300 pounds. Wow.
You know, Jeff, this is going to be an entirely new look offense. There's going to be a new tackle, a new center, most likely a new receiver, 2 new quarterbacks. Wow.
Yeah. And the first guy to reach out to him was Isaac Seumalo. And they kind of play a similar style, which is great because Seumalo brought a physicalness to that line that was fun to see.
Bring him on. We're with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, and you'll hear what Coach Tomlin has to say next. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Paul Rasmussen and our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. So round 2 begins tonight at 7, and then they go through the weekend. Boy, in the old days, you hear all the old players talk about, what, 7 rounds?
You'd basically be over there all weekend. It'd be the Saturday, Sunday all-dayer. But you kind of knock it out. Now they've dragged it over 3 days. And
did you see, they estimated, and we talked to a friend in Detroit who was there last night, 275,000 people. Wow. Did you see that cover
shot?
Yeah,
it looked pretty awesome.
It's unbelievable.
I can't wait to see that at the Point or wherever they decide to do it here in Pittsburgh.
Where could they hold that many people?
Point is an interesting, but I mean, weather concerns. I mean, there's all these contingencies you have to come up with. And you could do it over at the stadium inside, you know, like a concert.
They built the stage, and Bob said it took, what, a month, Paul, for them to build the stage in Detroit.
Yeah, the covered area, right.
Wow. But, by the way, did you see this prospect, Joe Alt, that went early in the draft? He's 6'9".
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's 13. Like, it doesn't look like he's been able to have facial hair yet.
Wow.
Like, how big is this guy going to get? I mean, he was a tackle from Notre Dame. He was a junior. He must be a junior that was like 15. That was a prodigy or something. This dude is huge. And then Atlanta, they went out and signed a quarterback for all that money.
$100 million, Jeff.
And then drafted one.
Kirk Cousins was taken aback.
So apparently,
to find out that they had drafted Penix, the Washington quarterback.
People in his own camp seemed confused. They showed a video. It was
That's
like,
awesome.
Who'd we pick?
Yeah, what are we even doing
here?
It's
Arthur Blank, the owner, with the GM, and you could see their hands moving. It's like Arthur Blank owns Home Depot. It's like, Arthur, you just bought Lowe's. I'm like, well, wait a minute. I've already got everything I, you know?
I gave Arthur a lot of money over the years, Home Depot. That was strange because Kirk Cousins.
But it worked out for the Steelers because 6 quarterbacks going in the first 12 picks, it just lined up really well. For
When's them. The last time that happened?
Never.
Not in the first, but in a first round, I think 1983.
Yeah, and I think defensive player, I think that's the latest a defensive player has ever been selected. I mean, it was just – it was like a fantasy draft.
Who got Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Arizona.
Wow.
If only they have experience with really good receivers in Arizona.
No kidding, huh?
Larry Fitzgerald was pretty good.
I have Harrison is a Hall of Famer. He hasn't played a snap yet. If he stays healthy, he's a Hall of Famer.
From what I've seen of him playing, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Is that Marvin Harrison's son?
It is. Yeah.
He's got some good lineage.
Looks like he could be better than his dad, right?
Yeah, I mean, he won them, Ohio State, the game against Penn State. I mean, everything else was equal except Ohio State had Marvin Harrison, and that's why they won the game. He's that type of difference maker. Now, does Arizona have a quarterback that can get him the ball? We'll see.
Yeah.
So I have a little surprise for you. I told Paul, you and I, PJ Kamanchik at the time, executive producer, we were in Dallas Radio Row Super Bowl, and we met Kevin James. You know it's Kevin. It's Kevin James' 59th birthday today.
You got Monterey Jack cheese melting inside the burger. It's an inside-out cheeseburger. Is that what you're telling me?
So how do you explain? So they walk around with clipboards, people that are accompanying these celebrities, and we get Kevin James. We're all excited, right? King of Queens,
Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
So he
probably
said,
not high on the resume.
I'll let Jeff describe what happened because he sat down with us.
So it was Thursday? I think it was Thursday. So by that point, none of us have gotten any sleep. So the commander over here is a little slap happy by that point. And Kevin sits down, and somehow Larry thinks that we've got to go to traffic. And this frantic thing goes back and forth, and Kevin's just watching this as Larry's like freaking out and he's throwing it. And I can't imagine what he wanted to say, but held back from saying.
So periodically throughout the year, PJ and Jeff will send me pictures of Kevin James as a reminder.
Because he had this look that he was almost afraid.
He was fearful.
Yeah.
Larry made him afraid.
Yes.
Almost as bad as when we're reading school closings and delays. Sister Mary Elephant, 2-hour delay. And these people are looking at us like, what the
hell?
Oh,
that was at Tampa, wasn't it? Yeah.
What are you people doing here?
Anyway. And then, Paul, there was this one radio station. I don't know where they were from. They were in this back corner. And this dude, this is before the really video was a huge deal for all of us. He just starts dancing. And it's this like 30-year-old white guy, and he's just dancing to this song, and he's singing along, and all of us are doing shows, and he's just being this obnoxious, and like, what the hell are you doing?
It looked like that scene in Silence of the Lambs.
Yes, yes.
Oh no.
Anyway,
you got Monterey Jack cheese melting inside the burger. It's an inside-out cheeseburger. Is that what you're telling me?
Kevin couldn't wait to leave our table.
It's a juicy Lucy.
I would like to think that in some way I inspired a new facial expression for Kevin to use in his acting career. All right. I promised a little. I know you'll have more. Coach Tomlin, what he thinks about their number one pick.
His relationship with the game is a pure one, man. He's a competitor. He loves football. He loves the things that come with football based on talking to those around him, the preparation things, the training, practice. He's a black and gold type of a guy.
Hey, Jeff, when he said they got the guy they wanted, that he was number one on their board, what did that mean? Was he the number one player that was still available?
Yes.
Okay. So there were others ranked above him that they'd had no shot at getting.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct, including like if Joe Alt, the guy I was talking about earlier, the tackle from Notre Dame, if he had still been available, he would have been number one on their board. But they try to be somewhat realistic.
Okay.
Like they weren't going to draft a quarterback, so those six guys were off their board. And that was the that's what he meant by that. At the time, he was their guy.
All the speculation that goes on, and a more active offseason for the Steelers than any time in history. Paul and I were talking about, imagine camp this summer up in Latrobe. The attraction for the fans to meet all these new guys. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I remember like Broderick Jones's amazement at all the people that were out there. I mean, obviously he went to Georgia, so he knows what fandom is like. Or when Najee Harris, it was during COVID, during his rookie year. So it was just a bunch of us standing on the balcony, and he's like, you guys watch practice? I'm like, yeah, we were standing up there. He's like, oh, I just thought those were the boosters because he came from Alabama.
The big money guys.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have more. Jeff, we'll ask you about the weekend. Some other positions the Steelers might be looking to fill coming up. Weekend is here. The NFL draft continues tonight at 7 in Detroit. And in studio is our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. So, Jeff, is this like a finals week for you in the sense where you're just locked in for the weekend? You have to be, really.
Yes, yes. And you see all the speculation and you try to read through it, much like, you know, everybody listening is like, okay, what's true, what's not, what's where are they thinking about going? I know this, though, Paul, that spry 5'11 defensive back out of Clarion is still available. The Steelers are looking to add.
Now introducing number 32, Larry Richard.
They used to call
that's a running back number.
They used to call
I'm sorry.
Me way back. I told you, this may surprise you both. I played a little football, 2 years of grade school football, St. Ursula Vikings, in Hampton Township down there, down by the creek. And I was on defense. The problem was I took the angle of attack to avoid contact, which doesn't work very well when you're on defense. So
they used to make a joke that Lee Flowers was a former Steelers defensive back and that he ran a furniture store with the 6-foot cushion because he was so far away from the receivers.
So Omar Khan, in his second draft as general manager, talked about last-minute moves before they got their man.
We had the opportunity to move back if we wanted to, but when we were at 19 and waiting for the Rams to make their selection, and you know they picked who they picked, and
we weren't moving off Troy. Did you hear Coach slide that in there in the end?
Yeah, they have a unique relationship because you could tell Omar's not still 100% comfortable speaking publicly. Mike is 100% comfortable speaking publicly. So there are times he'll just, if he feels something, he just jumps in and like ends a conversation or puts an exclamation point on a conversation.
It's so interesting, Jeff, because you've been around Coach, a long time, and he's such a great wit. And if you've had a chance, even a short period of time to talk to him off the grid, so to speak, he's got a great personality. He's very bright. And then when he gets in that seasonal mode where he got to meet the media, you know, every Tuesday, it changes. I mean, there's definitely all business kind of approach.
And let's be real. You guys have all heard it. There's a stage aspect to it. When Mike walks up to that podium, it's like he's getting on a stage. What does he want to portray? That, you know, everything's fine, that we're doing this. I mean, it is a show to an extent that he controls.
Among coaches that I've watched closely in three different NFL markets, he's the best at managing the conversation that he has with the reporters.
And he's it's very intentional that he throws out these phrases that catch everybody's attention, which often take your attention away from other warts that are happening with the team. I mean,
let's dial back to when Steelers president / owner Art Rooney II does his annual State of the Steelers media tour, right? And he said, they're going to make changes. They're going to, and I don't think anyone realized just how fast all those things would start to be put into motion.
And I think this needs to be said because people come up to me or they'll tweet me or whatever and say bad things about Kevin Colbert. I think it's a different time. When Kevin was GM for most of that time, they had their starters. And when they were going in the draft, it was to find maybe a hole to fill, but mostly it was guys that were going to sit back and learn and then grow into a new position. They didn't need to plug people in. With where this team was at the last couple of years, Omar had to be aggressive to plug some of the – because, I mean – just a couple of years ago in the draft, I mean, they're taking guys and just plugging them in. I mean, they're putting them right in the starting lineup. I mean, Kendrick Green shouldn't have been on the roster, but they were so desperate for a center. They got a guy in the third round who hadn't played center or had played 6 games of center, but they needed him. So it's like, hey, We got to take him. You're going to go start.
And speaking of which, this center down in Morgantown, the West Virginia player, was Frazier, is that his name?
Yeah, Zach Frazier.
What's the chances that he's going to be available in round two?
So Steelers pick at 51. So obviously round two starts at 33. So they're going to have to move up. I really believe they're going to have to move up for him to still be available. This dude is he's also got the attitude. He's a four-time state wrestling champion at West Virginia. He lost two matches his entire career. The one was because he didn't understand the rules. He was a freshman. He didn't realize that the match wasn't over or something, and then he got outpointed. But this dude has an attitude, and he was named after Zach Thomas,
guess
the Miami
also,
linebacker.
Oh, yeah.
Who also had an attitude? Some guy by the name of Pouncey. See what I'm saying?
And he's athletic, and they – listen, offensive or defensive line coaches love guys that have wrestled because they understand the importance of leverage.
Right there in that, yeah, there's a lot going on in a small space, and it's about leverage and strength and footwork.
But they have two third-round picks, so you could potentially move one of those picks, move up in the second round, and get the center you want if that's where they want to go.
So who else do they need? Because they've added so many different faces. And a new offensive coach, offensive coordinator, and other coaches too. This is going to be different.
Daily we hear the rumors about Brandon Ayuk, who is the all-pro receiver with San Francisco, and that they're looking to make a trade. The Niners didn't do anything to quash those rumors by drafting a receiver in the first round.
Right.
That would take care of the receiver part of it.
And haven't the Steelers recently restructured a contract that would help them
and absorb a bigger contract? They have others they could restructure, so they would be fine with the cap. But they could take him on right now and be in compliance with the cap.
Oh.
That doesn't mean that they're going to. The price might be – I mean, the price right now seems pretty high. It's a first-round pick and a couple of other picks that San Francisco wants. But, you know, corners is an area they could go. There's this kid, Braden Fisk, who's a really intriguing defensive lineman. And you might think, oh, at some point Cam's going to retire.
Right.
This guy is someone that could slide right into a spot like that. So, I mean, that might be something that may not be on people's radar, but if this dude, and they love him, they had him in for a visit, if he were to fall, maybe that's their selection.
All right, coming up, we'll ask Marty Griffin who he wants for the weekend. With the 54th pick of the NFL draft, Marty Griffin.
I got game. Please, man. I used to kick ass.
He played.
With Dan Marino at Central.
Jeff, did he ever tell you he wore number 14?
I took heads off.
Wow.
Yeah. Come on, man.
He played a little ball at Central.
Please.
He is the original Kool-Aid McKinstry.
I'm one of those guys who's been cool for like 60 years. Larry doesn't know what that's like, but I do. It's rough being cool. No, I got to admit, and I just told you guys this, this draft is a guilty pleasure. You think no one gives a crap about the NHL draft, the baseball draft. None of them. The women's draft. No one cares about the WNBA draft until now, of course. But that is riveting entertainment. And they created, Jeffy, an industry. God bless them, man. Seriously.
They are a marketing machine.
It's amazing.
Because,
them.
Like, you'll sit there in May, it's like, oh, the schedule's coming out. Come on. Really?
Well, I asked the question because
for the schedule.
There's a guy with a Pittsburgh connection that makes the schedules for the NFL. And I asked, why is this the only professional league that waits so long to put out their schedule?
Smart, man. It's a tease.
Right. And they've created a show, a day, where they have the reveals and they sneak a few out. They leak some stuff. Mm-hmm. When is that, by the way? May 9th?
I don't remember what day. There's so many. It's like they've got a day for everything in the offseason. Here's where you have to sign this guy. Here's where you have to have a fifth-year option. Here's where you have a deadline or free agency, whatever it is.
So you're constantly putting out news about the league.
All right, so let's get down to some of the explosive stuff that's coming up in this show. Look, they snagged this idiot in Florida. Kevin Krause's people hit nothing but home runs. You're going to be shocked when you hear how much it's cost us to find that idiot. It's insane money.
However, Magistrate Orenstein has been...
he's not allowed to do arraignments, for now. But let me say this, fellas, and you're going to be hacked off at me for saying this. Ornstein should get a raise. Why, you say? They elected him to do what he's doing. I mean, that's like people going to an Italian restaurant and hacked off their serving pizza. They elected him to do that. He's serving his people. There's a big, big breaking element to this story. That Cepeda guy with all the fentanyl. Breaking news on that. Telling you, man. Kevin Kraus and his people give us all faith in law enforcement. Round the clock, grabbing these jagoffs off the streets. This stupid, idiotic protest of all these students that hate Jews at Pitt. They're breaking the law. They have no permits. If me and Larry and Jeffy set up a tent in Schenley Park tonight with our families, we are going to jail. This city has decided to embrace this, make this a joyous moment, and pay it. Pay for the overtime. Pay to keep up, clean up the trash.
Now, one of our listeners asked, did somebody pay for all those tents to be put up?
No, but we're paying the cops the overtime. We're paying for the cleanup. We're paying for it. A lot going on today. Crazy stuff, folks.
Marty Griffin, Jeff Athorn, thank you, Jeff. You got a busy weekend ahead.
You're the man.
And we appreciate you
coming
in.
Love the draft.
Love to have you in. And don't forget, Steelers draft party at Acrisure tomorrow for the fans. So you might want to look into that. They do a lot of cool stuff, especially if you want to see the behind the scenes. And the Hall of Honor Museum, by the way, is another very cool option.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.